It's News Talk TB. It's time to go travelling with Megan Singleton. I'm playing Frank Sinatra in Chicago for you, Megan.
You know, there's a new app out called TunePix, and I was uploading images of Chicago and adding that image and adding that song to it. It's awesome.
Isn't it? Hold on, here we go.
Yeah.
Chicago, Chicago, I will show you around.
And you got showed around Chicago when you were there for the big game. Tell us about it then.
It's my kind of town, Andrew. I just sent you a picture. I don't know if you've got it in time yet, of a whiskey cocktail with bacon sticking out of it.
No, I have your picture of I have your picture of a deep dish pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Oh no,
yeah,
and a bacon cocktail.
There you go. There you go. Because that's the new fancy drink they're serving at the top of the Hancock Centre, which is actually, by the way, I'm going to do a blog on this today. The cheapest way to get the best views in Chicago is not to do what the tourists do and just hit the top of the Hancock Centre for a look, but go up to Signature Lounge, and where cocktails are about $15, and you get a free view with it. So, and you get that bacon and the whiskey cocktail. Awesome. Which is very delicious.
God, look at that. That is a whiskey drink with a piece of bacon in it, and underneath it is the entire city of Chicago.
Yeah. No, it's absolutely. I actually like Chicago better than New York, and I've started to sneakily say that to a few people, and it's amazing how many people quietly go, me too. But it's sort of not something you can really say. I love Chicago. It's because it's open spaces. Obviously, they've still got all the skyscrapers. The architecture is amazing, and I did a river tour just to look at the architecture. And it just shows you that a city with glass skyscrapers can actually be beautiful, unlike some cities I can talk about in New Zealand. But they really do their architecture so beautifully there. There's parks, there's open spaces. Obviously, you've got a river running through the city, and you've got the lake, and so it's just amazing. But, of course, it's got its gangster history, so I had to do an hour-and-a-half gangster tour and going past Al Capone's haunts with Southside and Slippery Sloop were our guides, and it was a bus tour, so you didn't even have to walk around or anything. It was awesome. And I stayed at the Trump Hotel for a night.
Yes, where you ate and ate and ate and ate, because I know that from your blogger at large.com blog about Chicago. It's lunch at the poshest restaurant in Chicago, 16 at Donald Trump's.
Indeed, and there's a Kiwi guy that runs the food and beverage. So as soon as I knew that, I was like, well, of course I'm going to sit down and have lunch with you. So I have photographed that whole menu for people who just want to drool. And the other thing that Chicago is so famous for is the very quirky cheese and caramel popcorn produced by the Garrett's Company. So I've also done a blog post on that because I managed to finagle my way into their kitchen and they allowed me to take a few photos that wasn't giving away the recipe of how they actually make this amazing popcorn, and I've come home with tins of it. So just an awesome place. And then, of course, your deep dish pizza, that's the way they started making this thing. It's kind of like pizza upside down. You do the crust, you do the cheese, you do the meat, and then you finish it with the tomato sauce. You ask three people in Chicago what is the best pizza place, you'll get three different answers. So I've tried two of them, and I've done a five, so I'm going to do a top five blog on that coming up very soon. I love it, and I can't wait to get back there. It's an awesome
absolutely, town. And it's slightly difficult because you kind of have to take a left turn. You know, people are so used to going LA, New York, London, you know, so you have to have a bit of a left turn up to the lakes, but it sounds well worth it, Megan, just looking at your photographs and reading your blogs. It sounds great. So that's that link is on my Facebook page, or you can go straight to blogger@large.com. Megan Singleton, all the very best.